USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The partial government shutdown is over and many federal employees headed back to work for the first time in 35 days. The State of the Union address, though, it will not be happening tomorrow night. Republican Congressman Andy Biggs tells Fox News he does hope, though, President Trump gets to deliver his State of the Union address.
This, to me, is petty politics. This is an opportunity for the American people to see all three branches of government come together. And even if we're not united in policy, at least we're united in the respect for the governmental system of this country.
Record-breaking cold is affecting millions of Americans across the Midwest and Great Lakes. In Chicago, Mayor Rahm Emanuel says the city is doing what they can to clear the snow.
City workers across agencies and departments have been working around the clock, and they will continue to do that throughout the week. This is a coordinated and comprehensive response to the weather.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
From Sky Pass Entertainment comes The Least of These, the Graham Stain story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Stains operates, the tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion.
The Pope is suggesting certain priests should not have to live lives of celibacy. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Pope Francis says he wants to maintain the celibacy requirement for priests, but at the same time, he's making a case for why some rare exceptions should be made. The Pope telling reporters consideration should be given to older, already married men in remote communities where there's a shortage of priests. Francis says otherwise he does believe the celibacy of priests is a gift to the church and is against a blanket change to make celibacy optional.
A Kremlin spokesman has rejected reports that Russian mercenaries were sent to Venezuela to protect President Nicolas Maduro. It comes as the Venezuelan president faces a growing protest movement in his own country. President Trump responding to a 60 Minutes interview where Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz says he may run for president. The president says he believes Schultz doesn't have the guts. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The FBI guns a-blazing raiding the home of Roger Stone has many folks taken back, including former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. He joined CBS this morning and says it seems a bit excessive to use all that force to bring in Stone.
One of the things when I was watching the reports of that, my wife asked me, would you have done that? And I said, the only way I would have ever done that as U.S. attorney is if we knew that he had a gun. And if so, if someone has a gun and you're indicting them, you worry about them killing themselves or harming others. When I found out that Roger Stone did not have a gun, I think it was over the top for them to do that, because otherwise he's not a flight risk.
And as far as some folks saying that Stone had electronic devices that he could have possibly destroyed, Christie says,
you don't need to bring, you know, guys with AR-15s and in flak jackets as if they're going to get shot. When I saw them coming in with all the protective gear, it signaled to me, well, they must know there are weapons inside, which in Florida, given the gun
laws. So then what do you think was the state
counsel? I think they were trying to intimidate him. And I think it's the wrong thing for prosecutors to do. I think that Mr. Mueller made a mistake in authorizing that, because you're going to be criticized, and rightfully so, if you're a prosecutor using those means as a means of intimidation. If you're using it as a way to protect FBI agents, that's completely appropriate, and I've done it.
Christie has a new book titled Let Me Finish, which comes out tomorrow and goes into some details on the inner workings in his opinion of the administration. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. Police are investigating a devastating fire in downtown St. George Saturday as a crime. After the blaze destroyed a chapel built by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the entire building, newly built and nearly completed, was gutted by the flames and is considered a total loss. A 70-year-old Washington City man was seriously injured after his vehicle rolled into a deep ravine off Interstate 15 in the Virgin River Gorge Friday afternoon. A suspected drunken driver crashed his minivan at a recreational vehicle dealership in Hurricane early Saturday morning, totaling three large fifth-wheel camping trailers. And the search for the snowmobiler buried by an avalanche in the LaSalle Mountains Friday ended when rescuers found the man dead late Saturday afternoon. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and 60 today, partly cloudy, then mostly cloudy tonight, 35. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 52. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Socialism. Because standing in lines for flour and toilet paper will bring our nation closer together and tug at the heartstrings of equality. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
But when I hear rhetoric like this that implies the state can't be trusted either, I'm sorry. We have to plant our faith in the state of Utah. Yes, sir, there has to be a DLM. If there's no DLM, if there's no management structure, what do you have? You have chaos. You have anarchy. You have the absence of law, which is the most un-American thing there is.
Yeah, that was Mark Ward some time back. You know, when I think about what we need to plant our faith in, it's always the state.
First thing
it's
I
the first
think
conclusion
of.
Yeah. I come to. Never the people, right? Yeah. You'll never hear any bureaucracy ever tell you that it's plant your faith in the people. Only that we're full of chaos if we don't do the bidding of the state. If we don't put the flag firmly planted in the state. Mm-hmm. It's always always amazed me. The conclusions one comes to. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty here and Dr. Pesta coming on today. All kinds of stuff this week, by the way. We have Dr. Mark Skidmore on Friday. He was the one that found the, him and his graduate students at Michigan State University found the $23 trillion with Catherine Austin Fitz. $23 trillion missing that nobody wants to talk about. Big elephant in the room. Yeah, and he's going to talk about the depth of what they just passed to alleviate themselves of any wrongdoing, too. It's pretty. You're just going to shake your head on that one. On Wednesday, I have a really wonderful guest, Mark McClish, as well. He does a whole thing on, he's written books on lying, how to spot a liar. That way, when we're watching the news, it'll make it so much easier. I mean, you know, you can kind of feel it, but it would be nice to have Mark explain exactly what to look for.
I get an idea, like when I see a parenthesis with a D or an R in it.
Yeah.
Then I know they're a liar.
I know they're a liar. Oh, you're so mean. That's what I get told. So mean. No, just calling a spade a spade. Mark McClish on lying, that is right after Melissa on Wednesday. So I just wanted to let you know. And then, of course, Chris Ann on Thursday. And I have a guest also. I'll announce that later coming on Friday as well. So lots of guests coming up too. Luke Rozniak, who wrote Deep State, he's coming on next Wednesday as well. So... lots of guests and lots of activity. Lots of activity. We had a fire. That was...
Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
and,
which
it was pretty
happens.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't happen.
Well,
it was
happens
started.
Through arson. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it does happen that arson happens, yes. But what was your take on the fire? I'm just curious.
I think it's...
LDS Church.
I don't think it had necessarily anything to do with the LDS Church. I think it's just an attack on Christianity as a whole. We also had a bombing of a Catholic church in the Philippines this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to Mass Sunday morning here at St. George Catholic Church, we had a uniform security guard the door of the church. Never would I have dreamed of seeing that.
Yeah.
So...
Are we in a new era?
Yeah, I think we're entering that Christian persecution era.
Mm. Yeah. There's an assault on children, clearly.
Yeah.
Assault on children and babies.
And teens, families.
Yeah. And then Christianity. Wow. I know. People were hearing about this. I heard about this in the morning that day. And yeah, that was, I think a lot of people were trying to figure out. And I read some posts where people on social media were kind of going after the firemen. I'm not quite sure. I mean, I really didn't notice anything that they did or didn't do that I would have barked about on Facebook. But you know, they put out the fire, and the building's a total loss.
Well, the fire was set in a way to cause maximum damage.
Mm-hmm.
It was set from the outside up, like under the eaves, kind of.
Yeah.
So that the attic was fully engulfed before anybody even knew there was a fire.
Right.
And that's, you know, there was no electrical connections in that area. Nothing there to start a fire.
Mm-hmm. Just spontaneously.
Right. It just spontaneously happened.
Yeah. So, yeah, that'll be interesting to see if they can track down
the suspects. I hope they catch them.
I do, too. Boy, do I. That'd be nice. They will rebuild, I'm sure, right?
I would hope.
Well, yeah. Wanted to mention the supporters of Medicaid expansion. How do you become a supporter of Medicaid expansion?
You have to be a true believer.
A true believer in the state, in government,
yeah.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
So the Utah legislature opened its 2019 session, right, on Monday and today. And we're looking, I'm just going to say, we're looking at a whole slew of government love and action taking place. Mm-hmm. And this is just the start of that. I was laughing because a friend of mine, Paul, put up, what he has to ask his patients that aren't even on Medicaid.
Yeah.
Just anyone sitting there, not on Medicaid. Mm-hmm. And it was, are you an intolerant ex-smoker? Are you a heavy ex-smoker? Are you an ex-user of moist powdered tobacco? Are you a... I'm not kidding. Are you a current smoker, but mm-hmm. past smoking history mm-hmm. unknown?
Do
you not remember it? Are you a current non-smoker? Are you an aggressive non-smoker? Not only are you an intolerant non-smoker, are you an aggressive non-smoker? What a question.
Yeah.
What
are they getting?
I don't know.
You know. What are they trying to get at?
I mean, these are you have to ask this of every patient. Every patient who's not a Medicare recipient.
Why don't the doctors just refuse?
Yes, I know. And also, Medicare recipients shouldn't even be answering this. So are you listen to this. Are you a tolerant ex-smoker or non-smoker? Are you just a non-smoker for personal reasons? Have you never used it? Have you never smoked it? Have you never chewed it? Are you just intolerant? Are you an ex? They shouldn't even ask. If you smoke, really, I mean, honestly, I think an insurance company that you're privately going with, yes, but this is getting ridiculous.
Well, here's the thing. If everything between you and your doctor is confidential, what's going to be done with the answers to
exactly.
these questions? They're just going to sit there in your file? My doctor doesn't give a rat's behind. So he's asking those questions for somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. And would you answer any of these? Listen to this. Are you an ex-trivial cigarette smoker? Are you an ex-pipe smoker? An ex-moderate smoker? So trivial, moderate. Are you heavy? Are you an heavy? Do you think about smoking? Do you sleep with your cigarettes? Do you love them? Do you hate them? Do you despise people that do? I mean, talk about behavioral questions. If they're asking if you're intolerant or you're aggressive non-smoker, ex-smoker or non-smoker,
It has nothing to do with smoking.
Yeah.
The answers to those questions are telling them other things about you.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's pretty sad. And are you going to answer these? There's no way. There's no way. I remember a health official telling me a while back that they were being forced to ask all these questions if you were going to come into the hospital. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't believe how many questions they had to ask you and how invasive they were.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to remind everyone, you know, you don't have to answer. You really don't have to. Or you can answer into the ridiculous. I mean, I've always told my kids that if they ever force you to take a government test, answer nonsensical answers. Yeah. Answer just, you know, I don't even care what you answer. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Oh, sorry. I'm trying to get there. Yeah, this was eye-opening. I just wondered, I never even thought about being an aggressive or an intolerant, or I never thought about how I feel behaviorally towards smokers.
Oh, I have.
Oh, I have. I think about it long and deep.
When I was still smoking, you know, you would run into those people who were just rabid about, you smell like smoke. You're disgusting. Right. Those kind of people exist. And then others who don't. After I quit smoking, for a very short time, the smell of cigarette smoke bothered me. And then that went away, and I don't even think about it.
But the problem is, it's nobody's business.
Right.
It really isn't. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Thanks. How are you guys doing
today? Hi. Good. How are you? You want to weigh in?
Good. Thank you. Yeah. I just had a funny idea. Maybe this is so they can gather our behavioral attitudes and give us prescriptions for microaggression behavior.
Your face crime? Your face crime is starting to show. Yes, absolutely. They call that Botox. No face crime whatsoever.
Before you know it, that'll be a required prescription if you want to get some kind of right.
Oh, yeah. I love this.
Your driver's license. Well, you have to take Botox.
So
won't be bothered by your microaggression. And then, because this is not a right to drive state, we'll give you the license.
Oh, isn't that the truth? Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you.
I think for most people, though, rather than the Botox, if they didn't want them to show their aggression when driving, they'd have to cut off their fingers.
I'll give you that one. Yeah, for sure. This is just, you know, we have to realize so much of our data in the future is based on behavioral. So if you even think you're being asked a behavioral question, I'm sure that you don't answer them. I'm pretty sure that the crowd listening to this show would probably be pretty up on this. But you know, some people don't even think about it. And I think sometimes we get into an arena of medical this or that, and we think that we have to answer these things. No, you don't. And you don't have to listen to every single thing the doctor tells you, too. That I disagree with, too, because people think if the doctor said it, that you have to do that. It's almost like we become suddenly just sort of dumb when we're around a doctor. Like, we don't ask the questions. We don't, you know, we don't really address anything. And we just go, oh, okay, that's what I need to do. Sometimes they're guessing, if not all the time. I mean, I just think that you have a good conversation with your doctor and you respect their knowledge and their ability to say what they need to say about you. But it doesn't mean we're void of asking questions or refusing to answer, or we're still our own person.
You know, and interestingly, what makes a good doctor-patient relationship is a long-term relationship. Like, I had my doctor for over 20 years.
Right.
But the way the medical system is now, when you go to the doctor, you're liable to see somebody different every time you go.
It's true. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't get good medical care that way.
If you've noticed, the groups have taken over. It's not necessarily hardly ever an individual now.
Right.
You have to work in a group. And I understand all that they're up against, too.
Of course.
Insurance-wise and everything else.
Well, it's the insurance companies and the government behind it.
I know. We'll be right back. We'll talk more about this and take your calls. We've had calls coming in. We'll take those right after the break. Stay with us.
Is part of your New Year's resolution focusing more on finances? Join Abe Ashen for your family and your retirement. Tuesday afternoon at 4:30 on Fox News Radio 93.1 and 1450 KZNU.
In 1946, my amazing grandparents, Kay and Lale Wilkinsons, founded Wilkinson's House of Lighting, and every day since, it has been our goal to provide you with outstanding selection, pricing, and especially service. Over the years, we have listened to the needs and wants of our customers. That's why, in addition to the fantastic selection of lighting fixtures, lamps, and ceiling fans, we also fill our showroom with the current trends in home decor. Whether you're looking for your go-to place for decor, or if you've already discovered us, come on in and see what's new in home decor. Wilkinson's, 88 East, 1160 South.
Hey, this is Lauren from The Travel Connection. We're hosting several spectacular trips in 2019, and you're invited to come along. We take care of the details, and I've been told we're pretty fun to travel with. If you would like to stay within the U.S., in April, we're visiting the Old South, on a 7-day escorted tour. In June, we'll be in beautiful Ireland. This Ireland tour is 10 days and will take us to all the must-sees. Book by March 1st for an early booking discount.
Thanks, Lauren. And this is Mary from the Travel Connection. On September 22nd, we'll be river cruising in Europe between Amsterdam and Budapest with AMA Waterways. River cruising is my favorite way to travel through Europe. There's a $500 per person discount for cruising with us. If traveling alone, ask about our single rates. We'd love to be your hosts on any of our adventures for 2019. Give Mary or Lauren a call at the Travel Connection, 435-628-3636. That's 628-3636, or stop by and see us at the Travel Connection.
Red rocks, sunshine, good friends and family are some of the highlights of another great year in Southern Utah. Hi, this is Kim Christensen at State Bank of Southern Utah. We live in an incredible part of the country, but it's the people that make the difference. Take a minute in 2019 and thank those who have made your life better or helped you along the way. The future holds endless possibilities. Let's dare to dream and work together to make our part of the world even better. State Bank has over 230 dedicated employees ready to help finance your dreams and help you navigate all of your financial needs. Whether it's a mortgage loan, business loan, or even a simple car loan, we stand ready to help. Come join with State Bank and choose to keep your money in Southern Utah. This helps grow our local economy for you, your friends, and your neighbors. State Bank of Southern Utah has been financing Southern Utah's dreams since 1957.
State Bank of Southern Utah, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Every year you do the same thing. You start a new workout program, but 3 weeks in, you find yourself right back where you started. You didn't fail, your gym failed. That's why the Summit Athletic Club has their new program, the Virtual Trainers. Now you can come in and get training every time you walk in. No more guessing on what to do. You come in and in 30 minutes you get a complete workout geared towards your goals. There are no group classes to attend. You don't have to worry about a certain time to be there. The Virtual Trainers are available 24/7, so you can do it on your time. No matter what age or shape you're in, this is the year to break through the I tried to work out and get to the best shape you've been in years. Because after all, it's all about getting you feeling the very best you can. So what are you waiting for? Get into the Summit Athletic Club's new virtual trainers and see how, for as little as $10 a month, you can make this year the year you become the best you. Stop into the new location on Bluff and try it out for free. Your future starts at the Summit Athletic Club.
Hi, I'm Dr. Plum. You may know women who smoke during pregnancy are twice as likely to have a low birth weight baby. But did you know that women that have gum disease are 7 times as likely to have a low birth weight baby? Schedule your appointment now at PlumDental.com.
Have you heard of CBD? Well, I'll tell you this. It's not what you think. It's better. Hi, I'm Dave Shank with BringMeCBD.com. Let me be clear. I'm not involved with marijuana. In fact, at BringMeCBD.com, we're a bunch of Utah guys who have been in the supplement industry for over 20 years. But when we saw firsthand what CBD did for people's health, we went straight out to Colorado and set up a state-of-the-art CBD extraction facility where we make the finest CBD in America. CBD gets confusing because it's the compound that puts the medical in medical marijuana that everyone wants. But CBD also comes from other plants besides marijuana. At BringMeCBD.com, all of the CBD we manufacture comes from marijuana's sister plant known as hemp. Now that CBD is legal in Utah, the only problem is how expensive it is. At BringMeCBD.com, we think everyone should be able to afford CBD. And when you buy from us, there are no middlemen. We are the manufacturer saving you money. Our CBD ships out fast and usually arrives at your door within a day or two. Go to BringMeCBD.com and get yours today.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Leaves you all alone. I had nobody. Called you on the phone.
Whoa!
awesome. Thanks, Mary. Sir Tom Jones. That was actually during a voice episode in the UK, and that was a blind audition that was singing with him, and he got up and started singing. He still got it. Anyway, welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Glad to have you. And I wanted to make sure that you knew that if you're struggling with your weight and you decided to address that this month, please get over to Dr. Diet. There's no reason in the world why you should not be over there. DrDietWeightLoss.com. And you're supervised with holistic or medical doctor. And they just have so many options. I know because I went there. I lost 33 pounds. I think it was 33 altogether. Mm. And kept it off. And so the number is 628-DIET, 3438, 628-DIET. And they do fat muscle analysis, one-on-one coaching, discreet weigh-ins. You know, you're just on your own in your own little room, which is nice. And then they have HCG, low-carb, keto. I mean, they have all kinds of different things to put you on and to help you with, but it's going to be based on you so that you're not doing the wrong diet, because you'd be surprised how many ways there are to lose weight, but sometimes they're just not for you. They also have B12 shots and healthy eating classes and natural hormone balancing, appetite suppressants too, if they determine that that's what you need to get you going. So get over to Dr. Diet. There's no reason in the world. And if, when you bring a friend, you get $20 off, which is kind of nice. DrDietWeightLoss.com, 628-DIET. Get over there. St. George Boulevard. They're awesome. I love them. I think they're great people too. So we were just talking about this. See, this is day one of the legislature. Hold on to your freedoms, Utah, because you're just about to lose more. Mm-hmm. And that's what's so sad, is that everybody stakes their career on trying to gouge at your freedoms, and so that you lose more freedoms in the name of their reputation and their career. So as all these people are making the career path on up the funnel of government, big government, we're the losers. And so we lose all the time with our freedoms. And so when I see an article like, you know, supporters of Medicaid expansion, I'm going, supporters of big government. Wow. I would hope that I would never be on the side of big government. I would hope that I would never, ever be at a rally where I was saying, government, can you please grow a little more? Can you please take a little more from people and give to me, please? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? So there, you know, we have a new speaker. We have a new Senate leader. And he was saying today, I'm calling for a tax, you know, cut. You know what? The problem is that even if there was, we never see it. It never dribbles down to us. You never see anything from a tax cut, really, because they're just going to raise everything else. So it doesn't really matter. But I get some points. Hi, caller. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller. Whoops. All right. Got a little nervous, huh? So we're looking at a lot of legislators down here. You might want to contact these legislators, I should say, regarding the expansion of Medicaid. That would be Evan Vickers, Don Ibsen, David Hickens, Ralph Okerlund. Tell them what you think. Bill sponsor is Representative Norm Thurston. And so what we're saying is basically, please stop. Please stop. This is just getting ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Anyway.
There just aren't that many people here going without health care.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know. And we're, you know, I see some bills, they're trying to rein this in, and I give people a lot of credit for doing that. It's just, we're at such a huge point, you know, talking to Mark Skidmore, can I just say, this interview is going to be on Friday. Their budgets are so insane in that they never have to say where the money's going. They never have to account for anything. We're so far beyond the accounting process. The fact that we even have accountants is almost it's just a joke, because all of this money going in and people want to pull at it and pull at it for whatever cause they want. This is the problem, is that there's no accounting even in the money. You can't even track where it's going. No. That's the sad part. So, Anyway, so supporters are asking lawmakers, supporters of a big government in Medicaid expansion are asking lawmakers not to change the law.
Well, that's another interesting point, though.
Mm-hmm.
The voters passed this expansion.
Ugh, yes, they
okay.
did. Yeah, they did.
But now the legislators are saying, well, the legislation that you passed, we want to make some changes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where do they get off
doing
that?
I mean, would they be good changes? Yeah. But the fact is if we allow this in every bill, then we
have no control at all.
Yeah. Then the horrible bills, too, you know, they're able to change things there, too. So that could be a nightmare and a mess, too.
Well, there's no way in the world they should be allowed to change. We've rewrite new legislation if you want to change it and let us see it and vote on it.
I know.
But you just don't arbitrarily change things. And while I'm not in favor of the Medicare expansion...
No, it's horrifying. It has a bigger price tag than we ever imagined.
Yeah. And then on top of it, for them to change the legislation to whatever they want it to be. What a mess.
Yeah. We need to take it off the books. If there's enough support to take it off, then we vote and we get it off.
Right.
I get where you're going with that. Yeah. It's a huge, huge danger zone for sure. Big.
Legislators think that they are free to do as they please anymore.
Yeah, I know. And we really, the fact that we even passed this, you think about all these propositions and all these things that we pass. Just say no to all of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
Solve
don't even,
all
don't,
the
e- yeah, if you just vote no, then we're good. We're golden. All right. Unless it's a call for more transparency, then I would say yes. Go for it.
That's
vote
not
yes,
gonna
but it's not going to happen. There was a great article. I just wanted to point you in this direction about Cuba's healthcare, and I'll put this on the Kate Daly Show on Facebook. But it was an interesting article. Three academics at Texas Tech University found really troubling data when they looked at Cuba's health system and the way that it spiraled out of control. And what we're going to look at here if we just continue to expand these things. And so I'll put that up on the website for you to look at. But I thought it was really good expose of why we need to be so against some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, so much happened over the weekend. I know a lot of people are really upset about the New York law that they passed, that Deborah Glick. You've seen Deborah Glick? She's been in office almost 30 years. What a nightmare. Oh, what a nightmare. She's over like Soho and some of Manhattan, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Susan Sarandon gives her money. I mean, lots of celebrities pay her. And this, I know that this New York law is something you can't stomach, and I know why, and I can't even stomach it. I can't even think about it. And so I'm not going to go into some heavy diatribe on the show about it because I already did. And I already got some emails from you guys. They couldn't even stomach that hour. It's that bad.
It's going to backfire on them.
Yeah. Yeah. And all we can do is truly just stand for what's right. And these states, these they're so wicked. I mean, it's so evil to me. They'll continue to surface. We have more states wanting to do it. We'll talk about that a little bit with Dr. Pesta, the states that are wanting to jump on that bandwagon. It will backfire against them. The majority of Americans are not okay with this, I would hope. I would hope that we're not demonic and psychotic, that we would actually go along with an abortion law like that. But isn't it interesting, and I know you were commenting on this too before the show, Uncle Milty, that mm-hmm. we are at this point right now? That they actually could pass it and applaud? I mean, doesn't that take you back a little bit and cause a little pause that we're there?
Well, yeah, it does. Because basically, with this law, the next thing is that they're just going to start killing anybody that's not convenient.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're over 65, if you're disabled,
right.
If you develop COPD, that's it. We're going to give
if
you a
pill. If you're
too
expensive to care for, you might just be offed at 70 or 75 and say, hey, we don't need you anymore. I know, and it's really tough to think about, too.
Well, like one of the people discussing this law said, well, You can't just let these babies live. Who's going to take care of them?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, they said
that. Parents that would like to adopt? Yeah, there's plenty of them. I know.
Who's going to take care of them? And for how long?
Oh, my gosh. And you know what's funny is they do it all in concern for the welfare of the baby after. I'm thinking, so murder it is the answer? I mean,
yeah,
so concerned with it being cared for and fed right that
well,
how twisted do you have to be with that mentality?
What they are saying is that rather than let you suffer a little of life's inconvenience, we're going to kill you.
Yeah, in the most horrific way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that, you know, somebody can't not feed you the right foods later or something like that. You know, being born on this earth, we all have different experiences with different parenting and different mm-hmm. households. That's part of the experience of growing and growing up. And you look back on your own childhood, as I would mine, and ours are very vastly different, aren't they, Uncle Milty?
Absolutely.
And not everybody has to have, you know, so much money in the bank and raised a certain way. And do you want to be raised by these people? Oh, good gravy. But at the same time, they are able to sit in judgment of what a good life is.
Looks like, right. And
what a bad life. No, everybody rises from their experience. That's what makes us the human experience.
Well, it's not even predictable. They don't know whether that baby will be adopted or not, or by who, or by.
Yeah, and but that's okay. It's give the baby a chance to live.
But the thing is it's not just about babies anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's spreading out now.
Yeah,
you're
right.
It's old people. It's disabled people. Anybody that's a drain on society.
It's how they deem quality of life.
Right.
Yeah. It goes back to dialing in on what we think quality of life is. Well, you know, that's different for everybody.
Yes, that's right.
And so that group of people, psychotics, are trying to figure out where our quality of life. Do you want them trying to decide your quality of life?
Exactly.
They're willing to murder a child, a baby. So, you know, what happens then? I think that's what's so hard to stomach for me.
It's called playing God.
It is. And we can't let them have that. So we really do need to speak out. I appreciate all those that went to March for Life up at the Capitol. Thanks for the pictures you sent me. I so appreciate that. We really have to stand and make it known, make it really known how we feel. I'll never forget Cleon Skousen talking about a senator who was just amazed at the amount of letters that the senator got. It wasn't Hatch. But after the senator got these letters, because he was saying, wow, I really heard from people and I had to hire more assistants. Well, that's good because, you know, they get to hear from you, the constituency, mm-hmm. instead of the silent, you know, the silence. So I love that. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
Seriously though, what's the most important thing in buying a car? Price. And I always have people asking me, Jared, how do you have the lowest price in 500 miles? And I tell them, the answer is you have to have a huge selection. You have to have hundreds of cars. Then you have to have a service center that can recondition those cars and make sure they're pristine. Because why? You warranty all those cars. By the way, service centers open to the public with one of the cheapest labor rates in town, I might add. And then you obviously have to have the financing lined up. You got to be preferred with all of our local lenders. And you have to have the option to carry people in-house, which we do. And finally, you need the team. You got to create a culture where they're delivering the greatest experience at the best value. And that is how you become the fastest growing independent dealer in Southern Utah. Boom.
Visit stgautodeals.com.
Do you remember your first cell phone and you had no idea that you needed a protective case and a screen protector? Woulda, coulda, shoulda, right? Well, it's the same thing with your car, truck, or boat. She needs the original Clear Bra so she can stay protected with...
I've got this. It's time to protect my goods. Just bring me into Clear Bra at 184 West, 1600 South in St. George.
Call Clear Bra at 673-9471.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
What's
been perfect for me for the last couple of years. I just did it for health. I'm not one of these people that have some kind of, you know, issue or anything. I'm in good health and happy and can't complain. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's an easy-to-follow system, you know, just take the fruits with breakfast and the veggies with lunch, and away I go. So it's easy to do. It's much, much better than the old vitamins that I used to take. It does everything I need to do. I've stayed healthy. I haven't had a cold in 2 years, so I'm doing good.
Use discount code Canyon for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Canyon.
It's time for the super sale at the Ashley Home Store. Kick off the new year with style and great deals starting at just $249 or 36 months special financing. Check out this queen upholstered bed for just $499. How about this power sofa for $500 off? Dinner time is better with this five-piece dining room set for just $299. Plus, you can save up to 60% on all accessories. Make your way into the Ashley Sleep Center and get 3 years, no interest, no minimum purchase on your next mattress from Ashley Sleep, Sealy, or Beautyrest. But there's more! Check out floor models, sofa sets, sectionals, and bedroom sets that have been marked down drastically up to 50%. We gotta make room for new arrivals!
It's the super sale!
At the locally owned and operated Ashley Home Store, East Red Cliffs Drive, in between the DI and the Pineview Stadium 10. All financing OAC. See store for details!
You're gonna love this Ashley Furniture Home Store!
This is Kate Daly. I love my sponsors. Boulevard Mattress, located at Boulevard Home Furnishings. Get an incredible mattress at a low, low price. St. George Ink and Toner. If you want to save money on ink for your printers, see St. George Ink and Toner at 42 South River Road. And St. George Massage, stgeorgemassage.com to schedule today. No messy memberships, just an incredible massage. You deserve it, and it makes a great gift for someone you love.
I'm Sandy Juarez, a patient of Dr. Michael Manning at Novatio. After 25 years of working in the OR, I am shocked that I actually fell. And the first thing that came to my mind, and when I realized that my hip was broken, was my life is over. When you work in the operating room, you are aware of surgeons and how good they are. I want a skilled surgeon, not just a smart surgeon. And that's Dr. Manning. He's got bedside manner oozing out. And I love that about him. He makes you feel like you are the only patient he has. Within 12 hours after surgery, I was up and walking the halls. I was elated and shocked. It has given me back my life that I thought was over. If you have something that is giving you problems, I suggest and recommend highly that you call Dr. Michael Manning at Novatio.
Call Novatio, 435-688-1152, or visit NovatioOrtho.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Born free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart.
We long for the days.
Yeah.
Welcome back with sarcastic bumper music to the Kate Daly Show. Happy to have you. And you, of course, you can call up 888-673-1450 and weigh in. Make sure you get over to Balanced Health Care as well. If you feel like no matter what you do, how much sleep you get or how well you eat, or you still hit a brick wall every afternoon, you know, the foggy, sluggish feeling when you're even doing the simplest tasks. I know everyone's felt like this. Mm-hmm. I do. You just want to take a nap. You aren't alone. Dr. Norda from Balanced Healthcare, Dr. Brent Norda, a lot of his patients come to see him because they suffer from low energy or chronic fatigue. So he works with each patient to sort of identify their fatigue and then develop a treatment. And perhaps your thyroid needs to be regulated. That's a big one, especially here. Yeah. I'm going to say, especially here. big thyroid problems around here. Was it from the testing years ago? Who knows, but lots of thyroid. I've had trouble myself. And maybe we need to, you know, they need to activate your adrenal glands or suffer from anemia, low iron. The team at Balanced Healthcare has identified 7 main causes of chronic fatigue. So you can go, you can get genetic testing. That way they're dealing with just your genetics, personally to you, personalized healthcare, which is really nice. At Balanced Healthcare, they don't just practice medicine. They pretty much nailed it. Well, they have nailed it. So give them a call and go to balancedhealthstgeorge.com. Balancedhealthstgeorge.com. Love those guys. We were just born free. I don't even think we even know what that means anymore.
Well, we're not.
We're just got a $70,000 price tag right on our head the day we're born anyway. Yep. But it's getting out of hand. I wanted to talk about this for just a second because immediately I just went, wow, they're getting really, here's the headline. Tribal land in Grand Canyon known for waterfalls no longer allowing tour guides. That's crazy. The Havasupai tribe. I remember my husband going there.
Yeah.
And now they're not going to allow that. Allow outfitters to escort visitors this year down that long winding path. We're seeing a lot of this go on where all of a sudden our lands are just not our lands anymore. Now this is the, Native American reservation deep in the Grand Canyon each year. But it just would be a shame to not be able to see these things. I don't know. It's always tied up in all of their rules, their new rules for public lands, parks.
Well, this is actually their land.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're saying is we're no longer going to allow private leaders to bring you through. You know,
right.
the professional guides have been bringing people in to see these falls for years.
Yeah, decades.
And now the tribe is saying, look, there's too many of you.
Mm-hmm.
We're tired of you trashing our land. And so now we want it to just be people who are staying on the reservation in one of our hotels or camping spaces.
Right. And kind of vet it.
Yeah. And just anybody can't walk in here and carry their own food and gear in and trash the place up.
Yeah. And I agree with not trashing it up. I mean, I think most people would agree, not just your, weirdo activist, types, but most people would agree. Don't trash it. We totally get that, I think. I don't know. I see more and more of our, more and more lands that we're supposed to be able to visit. And I get this is Indian land.
Yeah.
That we're supposed to be able to visit that are just off limits. Off limits, off limits, off limits.
Right.
You can go and you can stand at the edge and look, but you can't ever, and when I think of Born Free, I think of, my gosh, I get that this was a designated, Native American area. And I get that some people could be trashing it. Maybe they have a little too much. Maybe they can regulate that a little bit, I guess. But I don't know. It just seems like we're losing more. And I always think that that's such a shame. I don't know. And it's a shame that people would go and do that, I guess. But to me, I don't know. Are you seeing a loss? I mean, I look at Zion's and I'm thinking, my gosh, can we even go in anymore? It's ridiculous.
I agree if it was public land.
Yeah.
But the tribe has had control of this land for, I mean, it's a treaty.
Yes,
it's their land.
It is.
And we go through that. I mean, we have a reservation right outside of town here. It's not like we're not used to that.
Yeah.
It's a shame, and I think they're kind of jumping on the government bandwagon of trying to limit and control. And I don't like that. And maybe some of it has to do with the political racism stuff.
Definitely could. There's probably a lot more to this.
We don't want a pale face on our hands.
There's probably a lot more to this. I totally get that. And certainly this situation is going to be different than most that we're looking at. And I think I'm complaining about just because I feel like, my gosh, it's like an oxymoron, public lands. It's either your land or it's not. And I do agree, this is different. But are we going to start seeing more of this? I remember when they did this up, I can't remember the name of the hike, 45 miles up, anyway, they wanted to basically kind of hone it in and say only certain amount of people can go.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I get why in some respects. I don't know. Just seems strange. Anyway. So just awareness of that. Open phone lines, by the way, 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. I wanted to know what all of you thought of. Maybe I know Trump was actually talking really positively about this, and that was more Bible classes in schools, Bible classes they could take if they wanted to. That's kind of interesting. I like that, actually. I love it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I live in southern Utah all of my life, and I spend a lot of time in the mountains, and I see those great big beautiful signs they got up there. This is it. Welcome to Dixie National Forest, land of many uses.
Yeah.
Don't drive in the meadows. Don't pick the flowers. Snowmobile or stay on the trail.
So true. What uses?
And get a permit to do this and to do that.
It is. Are we free or not? I mean, are these our lands or not? They can't seem to decide.
Well, they are, but we got to have a strong struggle to get them back.
Yeah, I know. Definitely. Thank you for that. I really appreciate the call. Yeah, and I feel it. Believe me, we're seeing lots of hits on our public lands.
Yeah, and they make it so it's not fun.
Yeah, you can maybe turn around in the little, you know, 4x5 inch square that you're standing in, and then you can go. You can't touch, you can't feel, you can't smell, you can't do anything. I remember growing up in California, we could actually make a fire on the beach, no problem. Do you remember those days?
Well, like every Friday and Saturday night.
Exactly. When I went to Oregon, I could still do that. California, you can't. I mean, it's interesting how regulatory they get in a hurry to regulate you out of your own lands or simply doing something very simple on the lands.
Yeah. But interestingly enough, you can usually get around any regulation for the right amount of cash.
Or the right political affiliation or type. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. What do you think?
Hi. Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
I was a professional tour manager for 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And I was not allowed to give tours in Washington, D.C., New York City, and New Orleans.
Really?
Because they felt it was taking jobs away from the locals.
Are you serious?
And it was go ahead.
Are you serious? Wow.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Yes, we were not allowed to give, unless we had taken their particular test, and we were not allowed to give tours. And I crisscrossed the United States and Canada, 50,000 miles a year in a motor coach.
Oh, my
gosh.
And
there were certain cities I could not give a tour, and also at Gettysburg.
Wow. Are we in the United States? Sometimes it's hard to tell. Interesting. Wow, I'm glad you weighed in. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, it was.
Boy,
you're welcome.
Yeah, facing a lot of regulation. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I don't know if you know that in Southern California, in Angeles National Forest and San Bernardino National Forest, you have to have a picnic permit.
A what?
You pull off the side of the road, you stop, you have to have a permit to do so.
For a picnic?
You have to pick it up at a ranger station and pay for it.
To eat a sandwich?
Yes,
wow.
To stop at a little picnic area or go sledding with your family, stop off the side of the road, yes.
Oh, my
gosh. You have to have a picnic permit.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why I don't go to California.
Well, we know that.
Yeah, but if that's a national forest.
Yes.
If they're implementing it there, it could be implemented in all the national forests if they wanted to. I mean, it's just one of those, hey, here's a money generator. And if you don't have one, then we can fine you and cite you and then get money that way, even more than we got the past.
Astounding. A picnic permit to have a sandwich and a drink. Wow. That's something that you even bring. Wow. That's that picnic pass. Thanks for that. Really appreciate your call. Wow. That's enlightening.
Yeah.
Picnic pass.
Well, that, you know, if it catches on pretty good and not too many people complain in California, it'll be at all the national parks before long.
Well, don't you remember Mike Eager over, you know, Dynalube talking about Oak Grove? And you could go in and they had all kinds of stuff set up to do. And you could go and you could camp and people went up there and they had swimming holes and everything else. And what did they do? Government ruined it. They absolutely ruined it in the name of preserving it. Now it's overgrown. It's ripe for everything else. It's not a great area anymore.
They just did that to Canaraville Falls.
Yeah, that's what I Canaraville.
Canaraville
I could not remember
Falls
the name of it.
Canaraville Falls has been all You know, now it's you got to pay.
You got to have a pass and everything else. Now, they were up against the same thing as the Indians are, but those are public lands. Yeah. And they wanted to make sure that too many people weren't coming. I get that. I get that, you know, you're seeing it kind of run down. But to say to the American people, you have to pay in addition to what you're already paying for Parks and Rec. You have to now pay again, you know, hit again for this. That's astounding to me. We pay for these parks, yet you have to have a pass to drive through them. That's always gotten to me. I can't even.
However,
yeah,
we do get a return of a percentage of the profits that the parks get from all the Chinese tourists that come here, right?
Yeah.
Don't you get a check every year for your share of that?
Nope.
Me either.
No. But I yeah.
Yeah.
That's the ugly truth. That's why I was laughing when the Speaker of the House said, the first thing I want to do is a tax $200 million tax cut. And I laughed thinking, no, what you really want is brownie points so that everybody thinks you're doing them a favor. We'll never see the benefits of that. We'll never see the fruit of that. And, you know, ever. Have you ever gotten a check back? Seriously. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. So I don't know if you know this or not, but I used to cut all my own wood to heat my house, and you have to pay permits to cut dead wood in Forest Service areas.
Yep.
Of course you do. Why doesn't this shock me? Wow. That's, yep. Thank you. Yeah, there's another one. You got to have a permit to cut a piece of dead wood.
And at the same time, they complain that they don't have the funds to keep the forest clean to avoid forest fires. Why don't you give away free wood, dummy?
Just the whole idiocy of this.
It is. They're all idiots. That's the bottom line.
I know. We'll take it. We'll take the caller. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, don't forget your tag to cut a Christmas tree either.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes. Thanks. Appreciate that. Or down here in Southern Utah, a Christmas bush, because that's
they don't
really...
get to be. Well, if you go in the right place, you
can
still
find a tree. They're not attractive. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
They're the ugliest little thing anyway, unless you go farther up.
It's fun to go with the kids.
It is. It really is fun. They're just not attractive, but it's fun. It's more like a round bush.
What you do is you put the kids to sleep and then replace it with a good-looking tree.
There you go. They'll never know the difference. I like that. We're going to be back with Dr. Pesta. Boy, we have a lot. Pick your poison here. Good heavens. You know, I really do like the Trump's, you know, he's really hailing this as, can we please have some Bible literacy? Yeah. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be fantastic after evolution won the debate without ever being scientifically proven in our classrooms?
Mm-hmm.
In 2012, it took over as a fact instead of a theory. They're not allowed to even engage in a conversation on creation in most of the country now. So, you know what? It would be nice. We'll talk about that too, third hour. But we have a lot. We have a lot coming on. And then, like I said, on Wednesday after Melissa, I'll be talking about how to spot a liar with Mike McClitch, who wrote the book on that. And Dr. Skidmore is missing $23 trillion. You're going to want to hear that episode too on Friday, that interview, because he really goes into depth about what they're doing with these budgets, which is pretty astounding and not in a good way. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Stay with us. KateDalyRadio.com.
For the last decade, Red River Health and Wellness has been changing people's lives here in Southern Utah, even achieving 4.8 out of 5 on Google. But don't take our word for it. Here's what they have to say about their actual experience. Lisa T said,
"When I went to Red River Health, I was at the end of my rope. I was feeling so depressed and unhealthy, and it seemed like no medical doctor was willing to take the time to tell me what was really wrong with me. After a comprehensive blood test, Dr. Swindlehurst went over the findings and told me exactly what I needed to do to get healthy again. I finally feel like I'm on the road to a healthier me. My only regret is that I didn't do this earlier.
This is Dr. Joshua Redd, chiropractic physician at Red River Health and Wellness. Our patients really say it best. We are so passionate about helping you, we offer a satisfaction guarantee. If you aren't satisfied within the first 30 days, we give you your money back. Let us help you remember what it's like to feel good again.
Call Red River Health and Wellness chiropractic physicians today. 855-55-RIVER.
Call Red River today.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4, Leeds.